You're listening to K-Hum. And right now, talking about Bruin stuff, I am very, very pleased to have co-founder, executive director, and basically the guy who wanted to put it together, Gabriel Salazar, the Humboldt Homebrew Festival.
Hi.
Hi. Did I get all your titles right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Good enough?
I don't know how. I'm not too good on titles. It's a little bit embarrassing, but it's, you know, I love this thing, so I'm super pumped that it's happening again, and I'm also really crazy with so many things that I have going on and trying to make sure everything, all the loose ends are tied up and everything's going well. And so, yeah, it's a little mixture of anxiety and excitement, and, you know, that's always good. So it was like, keeps you up in the morning and just like, yeah.
Last year was an amazing festival. I remembered going to it, and I hadn't ever seen a beer festival, not to mention a homebrew festival, like it before.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. It's kind of, you know, it's really tight and small. I limit the ticket sales, and that's, I think, one of the main reasons it sells out is that I only sell 500 tickets.
500, that's small.
Well, I mean, I think if, you know, I let it open, I could probably sell around 800 tickets. There's definitely a lot of people love this festival, and I just ran into a brewer who pours for us, and he was so pumped, and he said to me, 7 for 7, and at first I was like, what? And then this is the 7th annual, and he's been there every year.
Awesome.
He's poured every year. He's donated his beer every year. And he is like, he's won twice. And he is just like super pumped on it. And I'm getting the same reaction. I always get the same reaction from people. People just love the festival. And such good things come out of it. You know, we were at a Engineers Without Borders meeting the other day. And I realized how many people were actually in that meeting. And there's like probably 20 to 25 people. And when we started out in 2011, there was, I think, 4 of us. And the Homebrew Festival, the funds that we raised there have allowed us to take on projects and travel. And it's really helped us build a strong foundation. And we're attracting a lot of professional members from the firms around Humboldt County, and we're really working closely with the students, and the student chapter is flourishing. And so there's a lot of good stuff coming out of it. And we're getting down to Nicaragua and doing, you know, we installed the well for a hospital there last year, and we're working on getting that hooked up. It's a little bit of, it's probably about 100 yards or a little bit more from the hospital. So we got to hook that up via transmission lines.
And is that where the funds are going this year from the Homebrew Festival?
Yeah, it goes. They kind of get filtered in throughout all our projects. And right now we have 2 main projects that we're working on, the Camwapa project and the La Manzanilla project. And that one's more of La Manzanilla is more of a consulting project. And what makes La Manzanilla a really cool project to work on is that their water treatment system is very similar to the Arcata Marsh system. And so Chuck Swanson, who's one of our members, co-founder of the Homebrew Festival as well, worked at the Arcata Marsh for a few years, doing as a student and also afterwards. And he's now a wastewater engineer for SHN, and he's heading up that project. And so it's really cool to bring the expertise of something that's not a very common thing, having a wastewater treatment marsh system. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to take that and apply that to somewhere where the community, you know, is in need of that help is really awesome. I mean, when their system overflows, which is what's happening, they basically, their plaza, their town plaza gets filled with like raw sewage. So imagine hanging out at a farmer's market, you know, a couple of days or a day after it rains, and they're just like raw sewage, you know. And so.
So the funds from this project will be going to that consulting, and then also the Kumbwapa project that you mentioned is the well.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, you know, actually, basically, we're helping people's basic needs. You know, those are basic needs, being able to, you know, have your wastewater treated and, you know, being able to hit water at a hospital. I mean, imagine walking into the hospital and having to bring water, like, oh, there's no water. Like, you know, you got to bring water with you. And
that's, I don't know about you, but whenever I go into the hospital, that's the last thing that I think about.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, so we're working on those things, and it feels really good to be able to do that. And the fact that we're having a homebrew festival and creating a community in that sense too. And that little community of homebrewers, is really the backbone of our support in doing these projects and being able to help. So we really, honestly, I think we owe a lot of our ability to do these projects to the homebrewers who are actually pouring the beer at the homebrew festival.
And they're donating their beer and their time. And these are all private individuals.
Yep. Yeah, there's just a big group of guys and ladies who are like to homebrew, and they really look forward to it, to sharing their beer. And you know, a lot of them are really stoked that, actually, I think all of them are stoked that they're able to donate their beer. You know, one batch, 5 or 10 gallons, you know, costs anywhere from like $30 to $100. And that's not even their time. You know, it usually takes like a full day to brew a batch of beer. And then they come down the night before and drop off their kegs, and then they pour all day, you know. And so,
and then people get to vote for what ones they think is best.
People get to vote. Yeah. And that's really cool. And so they get prizes, you know, and so kind of, they definitely, a lot of people are gunning for the prizes. There's some really good prizes. I mean, it's all about having a good time, but there's also some competitiveness there for sure. It's pretty fun. But yeah, you get to vote for your favorite beers, and then at the end we give away awards, and yeah, it's really cool.
You're gonna have music? I'm gonna let Kamen in talk about the music for a second.
Yeah. So this year it's Anna Hamilton is gonna be playing during the Brewer's Hour. And so if you're not familiar with the Brewer's Hour, it's a time where an hour and a half before the general admission tickets get there, and from 12:30 to 2:00, and it's basically there's less people, and it's mostly like the brew industry, the beer industry folks, some of the head brewers from some of the breweries. The home brewers get to schmooze with them and get some really good feedback from them. And then there's some special appetizers that Alan from Blackberry Bramble is going to make up, and there's some snacks. And so during that time, Anna Hamilton will be playing, and then Stripig String Band is going to open up. They're awesome.
And they're the ones who play all the barn dances in town.
Yeah, totally. And
how much are tickets?
Tickets are $40 right now in advance online. And also, I'll be putting some at Wildberries in Arcata, and Arcata Scrap and Salvage in Arcata, and Humboldt Beer Works in Eureka.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
And are you still accepting brewers, or is that closed?
I think we have a couple spaces left. I'm not sure. Shin is the one who's the homebrew coordinator. And we usually have to, turn away a few people because of just space constraints and stuff. But
so people should contact you all soon if they want to.
Yeah, if you
show off their beer.
Yeah, if you want to pour your beer, definitely send me an email at humbolthomebrewfest@gmail.com, and say you want to pour, and I'll get you in touch with Shin and see. Or you can just go to the website humbolthomebrewfest.com and go to the homebrewers tab and register to pour, and someone will contact you through there, and you get all your information in that way. You can, and then, you know, homebrewers, we kind of take care of them. You get a free shirt, and you get a guest in, and we get some you get laminates, and you get a dinner. And so yeah, we definitely try to take care of them as much as possible.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And that usually opens up in February every single year, if people don't want to do it this year. Yeah.
Yep. Right. Sometime like late January, early February, I usually open the registration. I'm shooting to go a little earlier this year because there's a lot of people who are actually brewing beers that are aged for a while. And, you know, some guys are basically brewing the day after the homebrew festival.
Wow.
For the next homebrew festival. So excuse me, some of the beers are, there's some world-class beers there. I mean, there's definitely a range of quality, but there's just really some world-class beers, and people are bringing stuff that they've been aging for like 2 years, you know, a year, 6 months. There's also like great ciders that are, you know, ciders becoming big, and people are really starting to experiment with that and just having really amazing results. There's all kinds of different beers that you normally wouldn't like go to the store and be able to get necessarily. People are doing a lot of Belgian stuff, and then there's people who are doing like non-grain beers, like doing different beers made out of roots and stuff. And so it's pretty interesting. It's kind of, it's really educational. You go, I mean, every time every year I taste something that I've never tasted, which is cool. You know, the beer that you drink here, you'll never be able to buy at the store. And that's one of the comparisons that I make. If you go to a beer festival, they're usually pouring something that you can go to the store and buy a six pack of or whatever. You know, it's really, you don't very often go to a beer festival, minus Strange Brew, where you get something that's not available to buy, you know? And so.
So yes, all beer enthusiasts, and even if you aren't a beer enthusiast, you should definitely go to this. It's the 7th Annual Humboldt Homebrew Festival, and it is April 1st from 2 until 8 over at the Arcata Community Center. It is a blast. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, for $40, you get in. It's basically like a buffet of beer, and you get to talk to the people who make it and talk to them about it and what they put in it. And you know, and if you're a homebrewer and you're just coming to taste, like, you know, you could talk to people about their different beers. Let's say you want to make a beer, you could talk to that you taste there. You can talk with them, and they can give you details on that. And so it's definitely a unique experience, and people really love this festival and are really behind it. We have a lot of sponsors this year. Can I mention my sponsors right now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got SHN, GHD, K2, Green Wired, Mother Earth Engineering, Royal Gold, Emerald Family Farms, Humboldt Leipdep, Blue Ox Boutique, A.M. Baird, and Humboldt Beer Works are our platinum sponsors this year, and we really appreciate their help in putting this on. And like I said, everything goes to our projects and helping people out. And so
it benefits Engineers Without Borders.
Directly benefits Engineers Without Borders. The money only goes to our projects. So
HumboldtHomebrewFest.com for more information.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm really excited for it again this year.
I'm pumped. It's always crazy making, but as it gets closer, I get so excited. My family's coming up for it. And
again? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. So.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to take a short break now, and then I'm going to play a set of beer songs up next to get people excited for this.
Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you.